to guest host, I guess we're going to call it, guest host Street Beat. Anyway, we heard the songs Backstreet's 10th Avenue Freeze Out. It's Cindy Drew with you here, and a little bit early, but we're going to start Street Beat on 93.3 WMMR, Philadelphia's original local music show. Tonight, my guests will be the Dead Milkmen, and they will be premiering their new album called Bucky Fellini. They're also playing guest DJs tonight on Street Beat. WMMR, and that is the Stickmen, as chosen by my guests tonight, the Dead Milkmen.
I have
huzzah.
In the studio, Dean Clean, Dave Blood, Rodney Anonymous, and Joe Jack Talcum. Welcome to Street Beat. The Dead Milkmen are here.
I prefer to call it Rodney Africa now. A new movement.
So you have a new album out, third album for the Dead Milkmen.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. Congratulations.
What do we have for?
Not only is it an album and a cassette, but you guys have a CD.
Uh-huh.
This is a great accomplishment.
It makes a great coaster.
Yeah. And not only do you hear the record, but now you see the colors, right?
Not only do we have a CD, we have an STD.
So we're going to play a song from the album now, or actually from the CD. And this is the first song on the first side. Anything you want to say about it?
It's a lot shorter than Stairway to Heaven, but it's a lot longer than some songs.
Okay. And if you want to talk to the Dead Milkmen, give us a call here in the studio at 263-8933. Here it is, the world premiere on Street Beat. Our local music show, and that is Ken Queter, Susie Said So, and
she sure did.
It was the Dead Milkmen before that. Let's see, the song we heard from the Dead Milkmen was called The Pit, and I have these guys with me here live, and this is a big week for you, right?
It sure is.
You're releasing it's my birthday.
We'll be in and out of court a lot.
We have a question on the phone here. Let me see if we can get Jerry Goldfarb from Philadelphia. You there, Jerry?
I'm here.
What's the question you want to ask the Dead Milkmen?
I want to know how the guys got started and how exactly they classify their music as punk or just rock or what?
Butt music.
Maybe that's a better question.
It's rock.
I don't consider it rock because that has horrible connotations. When I think of rock, I think of bands I really hate. You know, it's Grateful Dead, for example.
Oh God!
It's the modern day music.
It's fun. You can dance to it, and
I wouldn't.
We're not.
It's,
We write kind of songs rock combos can cover.
Mm-hmm. I would say we are the happening jazz combo. I like butt music as a term. It's just, you know, what's that? It's, what are you listening to, son? I'm listening to butt music, Dad. It's a good term.
Start a new trend.
Does that answer your question?
I think it... Are you still there, Jerry?
Yeah, well, how'd you guys get started, though? How'd you get started in...
He wants to know how you got started.
Oh, okay.
Well, my mom and dad, like, fell in love.
That's how Dave got started.
Gee, I don't know. Like, we all just sort of met each other, one after the other.
Various schools, I guess. We went to school, different one. Each of us went to... Some of us went to high school together. Some of us went to college together.
Some of us went to... art school.
By the way, Jerry, that package you were supposed to be sending me from Bolivia, it was a little late.
All right, thanks for the call, Jerry. We're going to play a song now from a band that you'll be playing with Tuesday night,
Nixon's
right?
Nixon's Head, yeah.
Oh, by the way, Street Beat is brought to you by the Empire Rock Club on Roosevelt Boulevard and Princeton Avenue in the Great Northeast.
Hi, George. We love you.
And we want to thank them for their sponsorship. And here is Nixon's Head now.
Playing with us.
On Street Beat, 93.3 WMMR.
Adam Miller from the Johnsons, and you're listening...
It's on Street Beat from their album, and I have the Dead Milkmen here with me. We had Nixon's Head before that. The song is called Still.
Nixon's Head is going to be playing with us at the Trocadero.
Right.
Tuesday night,
and that's an all-ages show.
So and then Wednesday night, you're going to be at the 23 East Cabaret in Ardmore.
That's a free show everybody out there,
Free.
Great.
Is anything really free?
Just inexpensive.
I've been following the Dead.
So we're going to hear another song from your album in a second, but first, somebody called up and they wanted to know what would you be doing if you weren't in the Dead Milkmen?
I'd be in prison. Well, I wouldn't be home. My mom called. She seems kind of mad at me.
I'd probably be doing artwork somewhere. I used to have a job doing artwork for a printing company.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to do all the artwork for the band, incidentally, I might add. I know somebody asked that earlier. I did the cow logo. And actually, the new record that's coming out this Thursday, I had each of us do part of the album cover, and we put it together like a collage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it came out pretty well.
I know what I'd be doing. Well, I know what Joe and I would be doing. Joe and I both have a small boutique in the village that sells leather vests.
What would you be doing, Dave?
I'd be doing 5 to 10 for
I'd be worshiping Satan full-time instead of part-time like I do now.
I'd be working in a library, probably, in a temple.
You'll be doing 5 to 10.
We're going to be right back with another track from the new Dead Milkmen album. Dead Milkmen live here at 93.3 WMMR, and these guys are on the verge of breaking out. You have a new album on Enigma distributed by Kappa.
We're not going to break out.
No, I have a rash.
Really
I have do really do have a rash on my chest.
You can't see it on the radio.
You see that?
The new album is called Bucky Fellini, and it'll be in the stores on Thursday. And we have the compact disc here.
It's out on the Capitol.
This is incredible. We're going to play the second and third songs. They kind of go together.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say about these?
I just like to say FOD has been making compact discs for years, and we're just sort of following in their footsteps. Yeah.
Let's see. Take Me to the Specialist.
And I Am the Walrus.
I Am the Walrus.
Yeah. It's not the Walrus. Well, you'll hear.
Okay, so that's
coming. Somebody else wrote a song called that?
All right, here they are, the Dead Milkmen from Bucky Fellini.
The Walrus is Rodney.
Take Me to the Specialist and I Am the Walrus.
Can see it from my point of view. Wouldn't do this if Nixon was in the White House. Come on, I'm the walrus, damn it.
WMMR, and my guests tonight on Street Beat are the Dead Milkmen. They're playing guest DJs, and would you like to say who that was?
That was Flamin' Harry, right. who we'd like to say hello to.
Hi, Flamin', and thanks for doing our guitars and stuff.
You do
a real good job.
We don't want to be called the Dead Milkmen anymore. We want to be called Cinderella. Yeah.
I think somebody took that name.
Or Bricklin. That's a catchy name, too, isn't it?
Yeah, so we heard the Dead Milkmen right before that. The Flamin' Harry song was called Rockin' in New Hope. That's from his album, his new album.
And they'll fix their guitars for free now.
Yeah. So the new album by the Dead Milkmen coming out on Thursday in the stores, also the CD and the cassette. Where did you record it?
Austin, Texas.
Why did you go there? Why not stay here?
In San Marcos, Texas. Because studios were cheaper there, and the main reason was because Brian Beatty, who we wanted to produce the album, lives there.
Oh.
And it's easier for us, since we were on tour anyway, for us to just stop in there rather than...
Plus, the sentences you get there for vehicular homicide are nothing. It's
and
like,
they have
you
great
know,
Mexican
fine.
Food, too, there.
Yeah.
Much better than in Philadelphia.
Plus, Dave had some statutes of limitations he had to wait out involving, you know, the local high school. So, we figured, better hide.
Well, we can see you live on Wednesday night at the 23s for Street Beat Night, the Dead Milkmen, a free show. And who are we playing here next on the turntable? Who do you have?
FOD, I believe. Flag of Democracy.
Are these guys friends of yours or what?
Real good friends of ours.
Are they listening?
They're one of the reasons we started as a group because
they saw them play.
Yeah,
started the same time.
Anybody can
actually, no, they started before we did.
Before
they were around
us,
quite a long time.
They played the Minor Threat show at Buff Hall where Ian got ran over by the taxi.
And they were inspiration. Yeah.
Okay, this is called Shatter Your Day from FOD on Street Beat. Vaughn Combo on Street Beat and Hawaiian Shirts.
I saw Ben the other day and he told me they wanted to change their name to the Ben Vereen Combo.
Ben Vaughn Cheesefield Combo. Robert Vaughn Combo.
And we heard FOD before that, Shatter Your Day, and I'm here live with the Dead Milkmen.
Yeah.
Somebody had called and they wanted to know how you got to be known nationally.
Well,
did we say that already?
No. We just tour a lot, basically.
Also,
I don't know exactly.
Through a series of threats and intimidation. You can run for mayor that way.
Yeah. Maybe you should run for mayor. I'm thinking about either me or Gary Heidnik.
We've both done a lot for the city of Philadelphia.
We put it on the map. Right?
So you do a lot of touring, and what's your plans after the Street Beat party Wednesday night?
Well, after the party?
Probably to see the doctor after the party.
We're going up to New Jersey, and then we're going to... playing
go on tour.
Reds and Margate.
Yeah, and then
like
we're
that.
All going to get blood tests and get married to each other.
Well, are you going to go out of state other than New Jersey?
International tour.
We're going to do a tour.
July,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sometime in September.
Well, I'm going to go home. I'm going to cook some probably some beans up, and then I'm probably going to sit down and watch. I don't know. Maybe RFD.
What kind of music do you listen to when you're at home?
Butt music.
Oh, yeah, that's a new trend.
We all listen to different stuff.
Started by the Dead Milkman.
Like, Dave, you were just listening to some Dick Dale
Dick
today.
Dale today, and I was listening to some Candy, which is some really bad L.A. pop, which I like.
Oh, it's
bad.
Really bad, right?
I like
He's
really
right.
bad music, too. It's like watching really bad films.
Yeah.
So, I you know, whatever. I don't know.
So it's just an assault on one sense, whereas bad films are assault. Yeah. So it's easier on you.
Third World, I was listening to that today.
I was listening to some S.O.S. band.
All right, let's listen to some more of the album, The Dead Milkmen. This is, what's the song we're going to play now?
Taco Land. Which is, the story behind the song is Taco Land is the name of a Mexican biker bar in San Antonio, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And,
it changed our lives a lot.
It did change our lives. We played a show there, and it turned out to be... We thought
one
it was going to be
the more rewarding experience.
It turned out to be the best show.
We didn't get paid in money, but we got paid in love.
Okay, well, let's put this on here first because this is the new compact disc from the Dead Milkmen.
Compact disc.
There's a place, San Antonio, where I can go. Not you alone.
On 93.3 WMMR. Surfing Cow. It's from the new album.
Bucky Fellini.
Now, what's the story with Bucky Fellini?
Nice?
Yeah, I like that song.
Ronnie has an explanation.
Do you ever have one of those dreams where you just keep falling and falling and falling and you never hit the ground? Well, I had a dream like that, except I hit the ground. And I was, like, dead in the dream. So, because I associated with people in radio industry, I didn't go to heaven or hell. I went to limbo. And Henry Winkler and Frank Rizzo played dominoes for my soul. And if Henry had won, I'd had to been a contestant in the South Carolina Junior Miss Contest.
Wow.
Instead, Frank won. And I had to go over to his house and pop some beers and watch small boy films. The star of the films, I don't know if he was the star or not, but he was the guy with the whip. The star of the films was named Bucky Fellini. So I don't know what Frank's like as a man, but judging from the dream, he's a pretty scary guy.
Wow.
So that's where the name comes from.
Oh, I'm glad that someone called and asked that question.
Probably Frank.
Well, listen, we'll see you guys at the 23 East this Wednesday night, The Dead Milkmen. It's going to be a free show.
Not if Frank cares about that story.
You can get the new album, Bucky Fellini, in the stores on Thursday. And I'd like to thank you for being my guests on Street Beat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was nice. WMMR gave us those sneakers and everything. That was really nice.
And those little packets of laundry detergent.
Okay, Rock Over London's coming up next.